As we continue on with what's going on inside agriculture as we head into the Memorial Day weekend, want to make sure that you all, by all means, take some time and remember all those that have gone to war for us and have saved our liberty. Well, a financial expert forecasted to lawmakers yesterday the current agriculture economic conditions will continue. During his Senate Ag Committee on the Rural Economy, Nathan Kaufman of the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City informed the committee that a farm crisis does not appear imminent, but there are still risks that could lead to more widespread challenges in the coming years. Now, he noted the downturn began in 2013 during a sharp drop in commodity prices that has lingered. He says reduced profitability in agriculture has gradually intensified the level of financial stress among farm borrowers. Kaufman expects the trends to continue in the near term as global supplies are likely to continue to weigh on agricultural commodity prices as well as profit margins. While the American Farm Bureau Federation expressed confidence agriculture lawmakers will stand up to proposed budget cuts by President Donald Trump. Well, we're going to talk with Zippy Duvall, who's the president of the American Farm Bureau. And Duvall notes that Congress will now get to work on amazing and adjusting those figures sent by the president.
We know that the budget that comes from the president has kind of suggested areas of where they're interested in looking and making cuts, and we have full confidence in Senator Roberts and Congressman Conaway leading their ag committees and doing the right thing to make sure that rural America and our farmers and ranchers have that good safety net.
Well, the budget proposal would cut $29 billion from crop insurance as agriculture is struggling with lower farm income and low commodity prices. Duvall says Senator Pat Roberts and Representative Mike Conaway will work to protect the farm safety net.
The two chairmen said that they're going to do what's needed to protect the safety net for farmers and ranchers. And moving forward in this very difficult economy that we got, this is no time for us to talk about those severe cuts in our safety net.
Well, Duvall says AFBF is appreciative of the president's attempt to reduce the federal deficit, but says farmers and ranchers, they've already done their part.
We salute him for trying to take care of the deficit. But if you look at the 2014 Farm Bill, we took a $23 billion cut. If you look at all the other segments of our federal government, no one is taking the responsibility of trying to help with the deficit more than farmers and ranchers across this country. We think we've already done our part, and we're looking for the other areas of federal government to step up and do the same thing that we have already done in the past.
Well, again, that's Zippy Duvall, American Farm Bureau Federation president. Well, a fact sheet released by the Senate Ag Committee's ranking Democrat highlights the expected impact of President Donald Trump's proposed budget on agriculture. Now, the fact sheet claims that President Trump is turning his back on rural America, released by Senate Democrat Debbie Stabenow's office. The fact sheet says cuts included in the proposal to crop insurance and the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, hurts farmers and families. She says the other cuts to conservation programs also harm land and water resources. The budget proposal would cut $29 billion from crop insurance while laying off 5,200 Agriculture Department employees. The budget would also cut $193 billion from SNAP and eliminate some conservation programs. A fact sheet by Senator Stabenow's office says this budget would make a five-year farm bill impossible to pass. Also, a new document released by the National Pork Producers Council yesterday shows the benefits of the North America Free Trade Agreement to the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. We're going to talk about that when we come back. Also talk about NAFTA, a success story for agriculture in the United States. We don't need to get rid of NAFTA. We need to renegotiate NAFTA. And as far as agriculture is concerned, the numbers for Canada, Mexico, and the United States, it can't be much better than it is right now. But when we come back, we're going to talk about NAFTA and how it relates to you as a farmer listening to Inside Agriculture. That's next.